While living on the highs of being state-ranked and defeating Madrid early in the season, the ACGC Chargers were not able to continue that early season success in the postseason after falling in the district championship to Linville Sully. The Chargers pulled themselves back up from the bottom early in their postseason run with wins over Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Earlham, but couldn't continue that short stint against the Hawks as they fell 60-46.
You know, it's one of those just pressure situations, maybe rush shots a little bit. But, you know, kids are out there competing, trying to win. You know, if they make them, it's a great shot. If they miss them, it's, you know, I wish we'd have got a better shot there. But, I mean, they were giving it their all. And then, you know, we were still within striking distance when we started. You know, we don't do it as much anymore with the shot clock, but we decided to start fouling a little bit just to make sure we were in the bonus. And as a team, they're not a great free throw shooting team, but, you know, kudos to them. They're a lot of seniors on that team too, and they came out and made their free throws and really, you know, made the score look quite a bit worse than what it actually was.
The Chargers featured two seniors who had big impacts on the season and over the course of their careers at ACGC. Lance Bundy was a high caliber player, averaging 13.5 points, 5.3 rebounds, and 2 steals per game this season. He was one of the best shooters ACGC has seen under head coach Keating, as Bundy shot 46% from the field and a team best 37.7% from beyond the arc. Anthony Sorazano was another big contributor for the Chargers, averaging 7.8 points, 2.1 rebounds, and 2.4 assists per game this season. He was a top defender for ACGC and was a big local leader for the Chargers.
Just two great program guys have been here for 4 years. I think they had varsity suits as freshmen, but didn't play any varsity. Just kind of grew through the program and watched their role increase a little bit every year. And, you know, Lance shot the ball well last year, so that gave us some hope that he would this year. And I think he started out really hot and cooled off a little bit, but he, I mean, he still ended up 37.8%, which I'm fairly certain is the highest season average we've ever had. So, you know, we're definitely going to miss his shooting and his ability to create offensively and get downhill to the paint. Definitely missed that, you know. And then Tony, you know, he's shooting was down a little bit this year, but he took good shots. So, I mean, he was a kid that he gave us, he played with us, he got out in transition and ran. Kid that always brought energy on defense, whether we were man-to-man or a junk defense or our half-court trap. You know, he and Jason at the top of that half trap really made a good duo up there. You know, he's going to be the vocal leader and hold guys accountable. So, you know, we'll definitely miss those two.
After this year, Coach Keating remembers one thing that stuck with him after such a successful season with the Chargers. The close competition and constant energy that his boys provided helped to bring motivation to the hardwood and an atmosphere that was both fun and dynamic.
Close competitive games we have, and just, you know, whether it's a defensive stop or somebody hits a shot, and just how everybody, you know, kind of got each other going, was happy for each other, and that momentum and energy was just contagious with this group. So that was fun. You know, we had that more consistently this year than we've probably ever had. So that's one thing that sticks out to me.
When it comes to the off season, ACGC is ready to get back into the gym and continue to get shooting reps that will help them get into a different position this week next year. If the Chargers are able to shoot just a little better next season from the field, the outcome of next season will end up with them playing a game in Des Moines in the state tournament.
Main thing is we just got to get guys in and get shots up, because that's one of my biggest disappointments probably is our shooting percentage fell off a little bit this year. I don't really know why. It seems like we got pretty good looks, but it's just a thing where it's going to take reps. You know, if we bump our team 3-point percentage from 30 to 35 and cut our defensive points allowed 4 or 5 points a game, and man, we're probably down in Des Moines right now. Just a couple things that we got to get a little bit better at, but I tell you what, if these guys all have as much growth this year to next year as they did from last year to this year, we'll be in pretty good shape.
ACGC finished the season with a 14-9 record while sitting fourth at 9-6 in the West Central Athletic Conference standings. Good luck to all the athletes who are preparing to take part in the Chargers spring sports season. I'm Zach Hellens reporting.